Well, welcome to Community Connections, Karen Ann Wilson, who is our District Manager with NHS Highland and Lochaber.
Hi, Jo, and thank you. Delighted to be here.
We're really looking forward to hearing from you, Karen Ann, because it has been a busy time for the NHS over the last few years, hasn't it?
It really has been. I started in my current post in Lochaber in February 2021, just in the middle of COVID, when the roads were really quiet, and we had loads of staff, and we had probably a reduced amount of folk looking for services, but that's certainly reversed now, and we're very, very busy with lots of requests for services across the area.
Yes, and we're also preparing for a lot of redesign because we've got the new hospital on the horizon, but you deal with the community services as well, Karen Ann, don't you?
I do, and community services means a whole range of services. So we work closely with the hospital, but we have a huge team that consists of nearly 400 people in all. We have district nurses, and that is both the team in Fitzwilliam and the teams in Strathtean and Mallaig and Ballaghulish. We have social workers, we have our care at home service, we have Macmillan nurses, physiotherapists, occupational therapists, diabetes team, dietetics team, podiatrists, community mental health, admin. We have a vaccination team here, and we have our care homes in Inverness, the Macintosh, Dalmore and the Telford Centre. I've probably missed somebody out and I'm probably going to get a row, but that gives you a general idea of the breadth and depth of what we deal with on a regular basis in the community.
So how do you go about trying to redesign community services?
So we've looked at the hospital in detail up until now, and what we're now doing is looking at what we currently do and see if there's a better way to do it. We're still sitting with quite large waiting lists after coming out of COVID. There was a lot of people who didn't come to services while COVID was rampant, as you would absolutely expect. And we're trying to work through those in quite a few of our teams. So, for example, the lists are quite long for physiotherapy and occupational therapy, and we're doing our best to get through those as much as we can and as quickly as we can. So what we're now looking at is how we carry out our work in the community. We have our care at home service, we have care homes, but perhaps the community has some ideas about how those services can work better for them. So we're going out to ask third sector organisations, we're going out to ask members of the public, what is it that matters to you about our community services, and is there anything you would like to see us do, anything we can stop doing, because that's almost as important, and try and get some buy-in from the community to what we provide, because at the end of the day, the services we provide are for the community. So it's really essential that they have a say in what we do.
And all these things are really critical to people's health and care and well-being, aren't they?
They are. And we'd really like to get back to doing some preventative work on people's well-being and health. We know that as people are living longer, that they're going to need access to services for a longer period of time. So we want to make sure that people are healthy, they're well, they're looking after themselves, and we're able then to see them at a later stage in life than we might have. So if we can work with people to improve their health and mobility in their, say, 50s and 60s, then perhaps they won't need our services until they're slightly older, and that makes it easier for us to provide those services when the time comes. We want to encourage them to be mobile, to be well, and to look at that health and well-being is an essential part of living a long and healthy life, as we all want to do.
How long do you think the redesign process will take? Have you got a sort of timeline that you're hoping to go to?
We're hoping that within the next 6 months, we will have come up with a set of proposals from the community. And we're looking at a local model of care, which looks at health all the way through from that preventative aspect. We'd like to be more at that end rather than round the other end when people are seriously ill and in need of hospital space or care home space or care at home. So we want to try and refocus where we interact with the community so that we're doing more preventative work. So if somebody needs a mobility aid or they need some alterations to their home, that we try and do that as early as possible so that that gives somebody a better quality of life, so that they can stay at home, they can be more comfortable, and they're able to interact with their family, their friends, rather than lose their mobility and not be able to do that. So we'd really like to get in early to help people rather than wait until they're seriously disabled. And at that point, there's perhaps a minimum amount we can do for them.
Is there anything else that the community can do to help? I know that staffing has been difficult in terms of recruitment. Is there anything we can all do to help around that?
We'd always encourage anybody that would like to work in health and social care. We have some particular hot spots at the moment. Most people will be aware that our respite centre in Dalmore has been closed for a number of months now as we try to recruit. And unfortunately, the McIntosh Centre in Mallaig will close with a temporary suspension of services sometime before the end of September. Now, we've done this as a preventative measure to keep people safe because we haven't got enough staff to be able to support the residents. And the staff that we do have done an amazing job. Our staff are the backbone of everything we do. But unfortunately, we don't have enough staff to maintain a safe staffing level and a rota that we can rely on to provide that support for the residents that are there. So we're moving the residents locally. We're consulting with the families at the moment as to where their family member will move to. And we're doing that within Lochaber. We've been able to get enough beds within Lochaber to be able to do that. I absolutely recognise that that is just not something that anybody wants to do. And if I could have avoided it, I absolutely would have done. But currently, there is no option, but we will continue to recruit and try and open both the McIntosh and Dalmore as quickly as we can.
Well, I'm sure we can all spread the word about trying to get people to go for the positions that are available, Karen Ann. And thank you for coming on to speak about the community services redesign. And I'm sure for your lovely teams, your community teams, you would like to have a cheery tune that will help them on their way. What would you like to choose?
Thanks, Joe. And I think I just want to say a last word about our staff who have been absolutely amazing all the way through COVID. And since then, they are, as I said earlier, the backbone of what we do. And I've got a huge, huge admiration for each and every one of them. And I'd like to say thank you. Now, to be able to say thank you, we've chosen a Callum McPhail tune, Meet the Flying Horse. It should get their toes tapping. Callum is related to one of our staff. So he's a Lochaber boy, so I'd like to dedicate this to all the staff in Lochaber District and in the hospital and just say thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on to Community Connections, and thank you to all your staff too.
Thank you.